Please hold while I try to connect you.
Hello?
Hi, is this Cameron?
AI is taking notes.
This is C.
Oh, hi, Cameron. Wonderful to speak with you again. This is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke late in the day yesterday. I did send that email out to you. In fact, we've got you on our client interview calendar for 11 o'clock. Were you able to speak with your wife or take a look at the email I sent out?
Yes, to both. Everything looked great.
Okay, good, good. So we're still wanting to keep that client interview at 11 o'clock?
Yes, that'd be great.
Okay, perfect. I do need to make sure I get a little bit of information here for you, get everything all set up. We've got the right email address that we will put on that website, and the physical street address is not going to be shown for your business. I do need to do what's called a voice verification. It's required of us because we're Google partners. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that we are doing the veterans rate here, just $249, no setup fee, websites included, that it's month to month, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward. Cameron, I am required to read it before I even ask you for that form of payment, but if everything still makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Give me just one quick second then to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Hall, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
We haul it all.
Okay, that is exactly as I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Cameron Hall, CEO.
Okay. And Mr. Hall, as the CEO of We Haul It All, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then, Mr. Hall, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Cameron, are you also an authorized user on that account?
For the billing?
Yes, yes, sir. I mean,
I'm not understanding.
Yeah, I know it's a silly question, but just for the card that you're going to use to pay for our services, it's not a card you borrowed from a friend or found off the street. It is your card that you're authorized to use, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Right. It's a silly question, but you do have to ask it. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. Because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Cameron, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do very well with the service. And then it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. There's a couple of reasons that we ask that. Of course, with all of the content that we'll be creating for We Haul It All, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important, we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Cameron, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, of course.
Perfect. Thank you. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. Now, we do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the costs that I was able to apply here, that veterans reduced rate of $249, the setup fee waived, the website included, of course, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 2nd of May, in the very reduced total amount, officially our veterans rate of $249.00. That $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees, there's no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Cameron, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone, the Facebook paid ads are included at no cost, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 2nd of the month and that same exact reduced rate of just $249. Again, that rate will never go up on you. It is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract. So, of course, that means you can stop altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause it. If you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if necessary, you could pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Hall, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Cameron, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, and will you be providing like a list of phone numbers or anything like that?
Absolutely.
So I can have, you know.
Yeah, in fact, you do get an automated email, but I'll give you that information now. But in about a minute or so here, our system will send you an email. Your welcome email is your confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yes, I'm going to get one right now.
Okay, perfect. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Perfect. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It's simply option one or extension one to reach client support. Cameron, you can reach client support Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day, unless they get the email either very late in the day or after hours, in which case they would follow up with you the next business day. The email address is simply support@local/.com. Now, that is the catch-all for anything and everything related to your account. You can send everything there, although our client interview technician today is probably going to give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos@localsplash.com. That's the email address to email the photos team directly. Now, for that initial investment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
It will be on Amex.
Amex. And is it your name on that card, the business name, or both? Any middle initials?
It's my name, Cameron A. Hall.
He said middle initial of A, and a master, I mean, she said American Express card. That should start with a 3. All Amexes do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right. I'm pulling it up right now. Sorry, it's a little stuck. Okay, 3795.
Yes, sir.
500.
Mm-hmm.
595.
Okay.
831. 43.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
0428.
04 of 2028. And then the 4 digits on the front of the card?
0690.
0690. So I've got 0690 on the front. I've got April or 04 of 2028 for the expiration
yep.
date. Was the card itself 3795-500-595-83143?
Yes.
And does that bill at the 1400 Caprice Drive?
No. It goes to 609.
Mm-hmm.
Tropic Street.
Okay.
Titusville, Florida. 32796.
32796. Okay, perfect. Now, in about a minute or so here, like I said, our confirmation email will be sent out to you with the information that I've just given you, the client support information. In fact, most of our emails have our client support information on there. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Cameron, that's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. We do have your client interview scheduled for this upcoming hour, so it should be right at or maybe a couple of minutes after 11 o'clock. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on the beginning part of that call to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions that you might have before handing it over to them. I certainly will try to keep my phone line open. For some reason, I'm already on a call. They'll call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. Not enough time for our automated email to send the reminder that goes out an hour prior to that call. I will, though, send you a calendar invite, or I think I already did send you a calendar invite, and you did accept it, so you are aware of that.
Yes.
And it says Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. It has your username, which is your phone number. And then, of course, it's got your name and your actual phone number. Now, your username will be in the welcome email that you'll get. And let me refresh my system, see what's been sent. So you did get that welcome email already. It does, like I said, have our client interview or our client support information on there, as well as your login credentials. You cannot change your username. It's in our system the same way, and it's designed to be both easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So it is your phone number. The area code's included, but it's just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So, of course, 407-429-4229 is your username. Your default password at this point is goodphotos, all lowercase, no space, GOODPHOTOS. You can change your default password at any point in time. You did receive an additional email, the one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. It does not have to be everything on here, but everything on here does help us. Go ahead.
What was the username?
The username is your phone number.
Okay.
So it's
sorry, you speak extremely fast, and I'm trying to write stuff down.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, slow me down. Please do exactly what you're doing. Just stop me at any point in time. It is on your welcome email, though. So your username
Oh, okay.
Yeah, your username is 407-429-4229. You cannot change your username, but you can change your password as often as you like, really. You did receive an additional email, the one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. You don't have to open it up now, but when you open it up later, it's going to have a list of photos that you would, if you can, send our way. It doesn't have to be everything on that list, but everything on that list helps us kind of expedite the process of satisfying Google that you are a real business, an actual legitimate company, that you are in the area providing those services. So if you can send us photos of tools or equipment, photos of your work vehicle, if there's a business card, take a photo of that. Obviously, there's no physical workplace since you don't have customers come to you. Usually, Google is fine with where you park the service vehicle when it is not being used for work. And the business is both licensed and insured, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that's okay. I definitely understand. So if you can send us any of that information, you can use your client dashboard to do that. And if you have any questions, our client interview technician can walk you through that as well. Now, the other email is the one, though, that I definitely wanted you to open up. It's the one that says local/initial invoice. And if you open that one up, it's going to say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here. So in the body of the email, just below the bottom of that, where it says, thank you, the Local Splash team, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here?
I do.
Okay.
What is the subscription?
So click right on the click here, and it's going to be hyperlinked. It's going to go to the terms of experience. So everything we went over, being that it's a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, that we are including the website, that it's the reduced rate of $249, all of that is in here. You can scroll through above the line. Of course, it lists all the different services that we'll be providing for you. You know, obviously, Google is going to be our main focus because it's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 people will be choosing Bing over Google. That's nationwide across industries. That's the average. Most of them search on their smartphone. And we want you to get those calls too. So of course we will mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, Yahoo. It's everything necessary for first page placement. We are doing the website for you. We're doing the Facebook ads, etc. Now that long line that goes all the way across it, below it, it populates your mobile number and a few boxes. Cameron, we want you to click on all of those boxes. One, that you agree to receive SMS or text messages from us. The other, that you authorize that you're the holder and signer of the card. And the last one, that you acknowledge that the payments are automatic and recurring, but of course you can stop at any time. Once you've got all three of those boxes clicked, the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it that says sign is where you would click and type in or copy and paste your name as it appears. So the middle initial of A is there. Typically, our system doesn't want you to put a period after the middle initial. It kind of doesn't like punctuation in that particular field. And it usually wants at least the first letter to be capitalized. It's not super case sensitive. But if you can put even an exact match of Cameron A. Hall in that box, click the confirm signature box, and like I said, again, that lets us know that you know that it's month to month, etc. It does also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. So it is an important step in the process. Mr. Hall, you'll know that you're successful in submitting that if it asks you to log into your tracking system. If you're seeing that and it looks like our system is updated, you have successfully submitted that. You don't have to worry, though, about trying to log in. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it now, neither of which is really true. We have to do your client interview first for us to create the content that is then tracked. Might be the end of the day or maybe early next week that you'll receive official confirmation that your tracking system is active. You can try try to log in at any time you have your login credentials on your welcome email. You may, though, get a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. But like I said, when everything is active, we'll let you know by email and text. At that point, of course, you'll have 24/7 access to those reports. Those reports update throughout the day, almost real-time reporting. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you, excited to get that website up there and get your phone ringing and, of course, earn your business. Now, if you can start thinking about any photos that you want on your website, and if you can send them to us before the end of the day, that would be great. But do keep in mind that the updating of the website is included as well. So, you know, you do a job you're proud of, take more photos, take more videos, you can send them to us. If you like, you'll also have access through your client dashboard to that website editor tool. You or your wife can add and make changes to your website at any point in time. Other than that, I will try to keep my phone line open. It's about 18-20 minutes or so away from now, so I'm pretty sure I will not be on a call if I can manage it, unless I get an inbound call. I should be able to join that conversation at the beginning when our technician gives you a call. We're looking forward to doing this for you and excited. So we should be calling you back within about 20, maybe 25 minutes at the most. It's pretty early in the day, so they should be on top of things, and that call should be right at or close to 11 o'clock.
Okay. Thank you.
I did want to do one more thing, and then I'll get you off the phone. Just really quickly here. Just a simple security question and answer, more protection on your account. If anyone calls us and tells us that they're with WeHaul at all, even if it's you, we might ask you for the answer to the security question. If it's a week from now, a month from now, or at any point down the line, if you get calls from someone who is not a potential customer, especially if they identify themselves as Google or even Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't provide that information to you basically immediately, you should just politely exit that phone call. If anyone calls you, Cameron, and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, of course that wouldn't be us. They wouldn't know that information, and again, you shouldn't entertain that phone call. The voice verification was just recorded and attached to your account. It clearly states it only bills on the second of the month and only for $249. It would never be even a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
We'll do pet's first name.
First pet, and what is the answer?
Champion.
Okay. All right, perfect. So I've got that typed in. You're all set and squared away here. Like I said, our technician should be calling you in about 15, 20 minutes or so.
Yes, and the documents, I need to upload those to the client portal?
Yes, and our
pictures?
Absolutely. Or you can just, for the one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Yeah, if you can do that through the client dashboard portal, that expedites the process. But keep in mind, anything and everything can be sent to even the support email, and we'll just forward it out to the right department.
Okay, perfect. No, I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. And yours as well. Hopefully I'll be able to say a quick hello to you in about 15, 20 minutes when our technician calls you back.
All right, great. All right, well, you have a great day.
You too. Thank you, Mr. Hall. You take care. Thank you again.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.